to the Geek and Review. We have a special news announcement that we're bringing to you. So breaking news, we have Damian Real here from VLEX, and he's got some exciting news to tell us. So Damian, what's going down?
Well, two really exciting things that we're doing. Number one, regarding the product. We have some really cool features that we're releasing. And then number two, we have a great hire. So we're really excited about the stuff that we're building and the stuff that we're people we're hiring to build other cool things.
What are we going to do first?
Let's do the stuff that we're building first.
Okay.
So we in the past have been able to, you could ask a legal question and we would provide an answer to that legal question in about 2 minutes. And it will include non-hallucinated cases, statutes and regulations. We've had that now for many months. Mm-hmm. The second skill is that if you want to compare jurisdictions, say a 50 state survey or a multiple country survey, you could be able to do that multi-country survey. Number three, if you wanted to be able to build an argument, that is make a more argumentative one to find the other side of an argument, you could be able to do that. We've had that for a bunch of months. But what's really new is we've built out in a big way our document skill. So you can upload one or many documents. And then once those documents are uploaded, we could be able to do really fun things with those documents. So for example, for litigation workflows, I could be able to take a particular case like the New York Times, and the system, Vincent AI, will be able to say, oh, that looks like a lawsuit alleging copyright infringement. It will know it's a complaint. And then it will programmatically be able to say what it will do for every complaint. That is extracting all the claims, extracting all the facts, extracting the relief, figuring out what parties are in the lawsuit, finding legal defenses. This is the work of the lawyer. And be able to say, what questions should I ask my client? It does this all out of the box, no prompting necessary. Find your documents out of 800 million dockets and documents. You could do that here. And then find legal research questions in green that are customized for this particular case. What are exclusive rights for copyright holders and AI and ML? So really, all of these things are right out of the box. And we think that this might be the first.
Do you have to click on the button or is it all like down?
Yeah. So you click on the button, and then say, I want to extract and analyze all the claims. If you do that, and then here's copyright infringement. Here's the governing law. It's federal, not state. Here are the facts for that claim and here are the parties for that claim. We do that analysis for every single one. Timeline of facts. Here's the analysis for that. All the parties involved. Here's all the roles for each of the holding companies, et cetera. What is the relief? They're looking for money. They're looking for an injunction. They're looking to destroy ChatGPT. What defenses? Maybe you want to argue fair use. Maybe you want to be able to argue other things. What questions should I ask the New York Times? What questions should I ask OpenAI? What questions is my legal research question? And now here's 45 cases, statutes and regulations and administrative decisions and the memorandum that you can see here. Again, I don't need to prompt at all. This is all right out of the box. So we think that probably the future where you as a user don't have to be a prompt engineer. We'll just tell you all of the cases and that are like yours. We'll give you all of the claims. We'll give you all the facts. And you as a user are really just able to be able to just do your work like God intended.
So a couple of things. I mean, this is really a big deal because, I mean, there's been a lot of discussion about prompting and the challenges of prompting and how that sometimes is a deterrent for people using the systems. And you have basically made this easy for people. You don't really have to think about crafting something like that.
That's exactly right. Sam Altman was on stage, I saw him at a talk and someone asked him, what do you think of the ascendance of prompt engineering as a field? And Sam Altman said, ugh, I hope that's not a thing in a year. He said, because if we're doing our job correctly, you won't have to be a prompt engineer. You just ask a question and we'll give you the answer. So in that way, I agree with Sam. I think that if I'm doing my job correctly, we at VLEX will be doing all the prompt engineering for you. And you as a user just do the legal things that you do so well.
But, you know, the librarian in me has to say, it's like, well, you know, I've seen these, like, you know, if you want, you know, if this is what you want, you know, it's like, here's the canned search. And sometimes they work and sometimes they don't work. So, I mean, do you have the flexibility to kind of make adjustments if it's not exactly what you're looking for?
Yeah, if you want to be a prompt engineer, absolutely. You can go ahead and do that prompt engineering. And if you know, you're not getting quite the answers you want, yes, absolutely do the prompt engineering if you'd like. Mostly what we're thinking is that that is an optional thing rather than a mandatory thing, that you don't have to prompt engineer, but you certainly can if you'd like.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the expert prompters aren't dead. quite yet.
100%. Yeah, much like Boolean searches from years gone by, you could be able to use
still
those.
Still kicking.
Exactly. It's still beautiful. But yeah, I think that the more we're doing our jobs, and the weird place that we're in with large language models is that that the large language models can actually improve prompts. You'd be able to say to the large language model, take this prompt and maybe make it better for GPT-5 or GPT-6 or Llama 3 whenever it comes out. So we're in a weird space that the human ability to prompt is maybe decreasing in necessity as the large language models themselves learn how to improve prompts.
Mm-hmm. So how much time do you think this actually saves? I mean, you basically like distill that entire workflow. And I'm just curious, like, how much time do you think?
A lot of time.
It's kind of crazy. It's like, boom, it's done.
When I litigated for a big law firm, the amount of time that I think it would have taken for an associate to do what I just showed on my screen, I would estimate maybe 40 or 50 hours. That would be a full week's worth of work to be able to develop all the analyses, to be able to do the research. So maybe 40 or 50 hours, and it takes just minutes, not hours. Mm-hmm. And so the real question is, what is the effect on the market? So we sell to law firms, obviously. We also sell to their clients, corporations. So we have Fortune 50 companies that are using this and are saying, wow, this is amazing. What we're going to do is two things. Thing number one is we're going to take all the complaints that were filed against us in the last year, run it through the system, and then compare it with what our law firms did and say, what did they do on top of it, if anything? If the answer is nothing, they didn't do anything in addition, that's going to say something. Mm-hmm. And then they said, going forward, what we're going to do is we're going to take every new complaint that we receive, and we're going to run it through this before we send it to the law firm. And then we're going to send this output to the law firm. And then we're going to say, what can you do on top of this? Because really, that's all we're going to pay you for, right? All we're going to pay you for is the ability to be able to, right? We're not going to pay you to recreate the wheel. So we think that this provides law firms that are forward thinking and the clients that are forward thinking with their law firms to be able to do a lot more work and more efficiently and to be able to do more work. And maybe this ushers in going from the hourly model to the flat fee model, where maybe you could be able to say, if it would have taken 50 hours in the hourly model, maybe charge a flat fee of the equivalent of maybe 20 hours or something. And then it will maybe take only 3 hours to do the thing instead. And then you can be able to make all of that extra in profit. That might be one of the future worlds that we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. The pricing people are going to have their hands full. So
indeed.
Let's talk about this exciting new hire that you have.
Yes. Dan Hoadley, out of the UK, formerly of Mishkan Duraya, is now going to be starting with us as of, I think, today. So he is, for those who know the legal tech circuit, he is a brilliant, brilliant mind. He is really not only a brilliant mind and doing really some cutting edge work for Mishkan Duraya and is working with an amazing team with them, but he's also a really wonderful, nice human being. If you've ever met Daniel, he is really a good person, and we really couldn't be more thrilled that he's joining us. He is going to be leading up our research and development team, where he's going to be thinking deeply about how we can take our billion legal documents and be able to do data science on those billion legal documents and be able to extract what's needed from those and then be able to run large language models across them. So we think that Dan is really an exciting, exciting addition to our team.
That's terrific. So do you have any kind of up and coming projects for him that are like on the roadmap?
We do. So the Skunk Works, which
that you can
Ed Walters,
talk about.
So Ed Walters and Angel and Robin on our Skunk Works team. We have a list our arm's length long, and so it's really the next is going to be an embarrassment of riches of that long, long list. What are we going to do first? And that's what Dan gets to figure out. So stay tuned. There are going to be some really good things coming out of Dan's R&D team.
That is terrific. Well, welcome, Dan, and congratulations, Felix. And Damien, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.